Yes. The apologies that I'm using, you know, Honorable Madika, he has been on sick leave. We pray for him that he gets well. That was not a good way to start. He just got sick immediately. He was deployed to this committee. Then Deputy Minister Masela apologized the meeting due to a bereavement in a family. We hope he gets a strength during this difficult time. Then Honorable Brink as well has apologized. Yes. Then can I check the delegation as
Chairperson, sorry, mm. Chairperson. Mm. I don't know why they didn't send my apology at 11. I have NCCC.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
You.
Then we'll excuse you. We'll excuse you. We are expecting a delegation from Machaveni, definitely led by Mayor Spielman. Is the mayor here?
Yes, my the chair, I'm here. Posting down
yes.
A steel man.
Yes, and then
I hope you see me.
We can see you. And then Councillor Dickens Kofile is the speaker today. No Salga kept today. Are you here, Councillor Kofile?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here, chair. I'm here. Yes.
And then the chief will not help us today.
Yes.
Then we have Councillor Muta Lindwa Spiri is the chief whip there. Chief whip, are you here? I don't know.
He's struggling, chair. He's going to be still struggling to get in, but he's in. He's here, he's around.
Tukuluko is led by his mayor, Peter Councillor Siaki.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, I am around. Thank you.
And then MP Chairperson, Peter Councillor Mahomu.
Yeah, she's also here, Chairperson, just quickly to the bathroom.
Okay, and the rest, the support staff. Salga is led by Councillor Zolile.
Chairperson. Chairperson.
Who's calling the Chairperson?
Chairperson, Councillor Matiende, Chairperson of MPEC in Machaveni. I think you did not mention me. I'm here.
Don't worry. We normally mention the TMT.
Thank you.
I knew you were here. The TMT. You're not TMT, you are a chairperson. I'm trying to deal with the TMT, but I have to call all of you to take them. That's why even I omitted the officials. I know they are here. Fine, okay? So, then I was still talking about SALGA, Councillor Zolile. Councillor Mpulisi, are they both here?
Councillor Mangotya, he is still trying to connect Chairperson. This is Zanokolo Futo speaking, the head of SALGA.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
The AG, we are having Mr. Lutando Banda, Mr. Lutando Bandazayo, the acting business executive in the first day. Are you here, AG?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we are here.
The other municipalities didn't send their delegation. I suspect the Free State doctor is here in Free State Finance. Are you here? Free State doctor? No one. Where's the HOD?
Chairperson.
Yes. Who's calling the chairperson?
Masilonyana Mayor Steve Kualane.
You should listen.
I'm present, Chairperson.
Yeah, you do it later. I know that
okay,
you're
no, okay.
I normally ask for the delegation list. You didn't comply. How did the others do it if you didn't? You could have sent that delegation to the Secretariat. When it comes, can I check if the representatives from the Chapus? Nala?
Yes, Chair, I'm here.
Chairperson, the mayor is here.
The mayor is of where?
From Nala municipality, the mayor.
Only the mayor. Yes. I hope you are having a full complement of the team.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Chairperson.
Kazala Musho, are you having the full complement of your team? Kazala Musho. The mayor of Macedonian.
Chairperson?
Are you having the full complement of your team?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. I think then we can start the meeting. We need to start now. I want to welcome all of you.
Except MPS Chairperson is appearing in court, Honorable Member.
In court for what now?
The private matter, Chairperson, she
needs to come back. It's a private matter.
That's his much more.
Yes, Chairperson is appearing in court. In court.
In court. Okay, yeah. Let's proceed. Fine.
Okay.
I will be finished earlier and come and join us. Colleagues, the reason why we called you today, if you said you attended 2018-19, financial year, your province had the highest number of municipalities that failed to submit financial statements on time. Starting with you, Kansela, I'll show you on the screen. Macedoniana is one of the worst culprits. It is now 18 months past the deadline for submission of 2018 financial year statements for auditing, and yet the municipality submission is still outstanding. This means that the municipality has not yet accounted for the manner in which it used the 2018-19 taxpayers' money. I think the committee's concern on this one, we view this as a delegation of duty and shows this is a gross disregard for the prescripts of the MFMA. You go through your presentation as well. There's no demonstrable evidence that the municipality received effective financial management support from the district. We would like the district, yes, and when they do their presentation, to comment on this one. Also, the Department of Cooperative Governance in the province, it must also now assist us as the committee to understand why Macedoniana remains severely challenged despite having being recently emerged from a constitutional intervention in terms of Section 192.91b. The other issue that is of concern for us as a committee is that none of the municipalities in the district submitted the financial statements that were prepared in accordance with the requirements of the Municipal Finance Management Act. And this is because of the influence culture of full accountability in the province as a whole. None of the municipalities in the Free State also achieved the clean audit in 2018-19. Colleagues, you'll agree with me, this is the inevitable outcome of the functional internal audit units and audit committees that are failing to achieve their primary purpose of providing oversight over the financial reporting processes, including internal controls and compliance with legislation. You go further, you look at the AG's report, you find that they report that the internal audit unit of NALA has not produced any report for the past 5 years, but there's been a warm body who has been receiving money and the salary cost that it has, it amounted to 800,000 a year. But still, for the past 5 years, no internal audit report has been produced. And I think the MM of Nala, when we deal with this, including the mayor, will then have to address us in this difficult term. You said that at Nala, at the audit committee, it has not met for the past 3 years. I don't know why don't you disband that audit committee, because if there is a structure, I suspect it's just for malicious compliance. And then as a result, the municipality's 2018-19 annual report did not contain the audit committee's report. It is no wonder that the municipality regressed from the qualified audit opinion to a disclaimer. With respect to Tukuloko and Macedonian, the report of, from the Department of Cooperative Governance nationally informs us that there is no risk management in the municipalities despite the existence of the audit committee.
You are muted, Chairperson.
Admin, not me. Is the admin who's doing that? I wanted to say that my apologies for that. Another cause for concern, Honorable Mukalubi, will go through the audit findings in respect of inappropriate valuation roles, in particular, Machaveng and Macedonian. This are likely to generate disputes that may lead to the withholding of payments by ratepayers. A management leadership that entertains such potential loss of revenue does not have the best interest of the municipality at heart. Look at the colossal debt of over 7 billion to Eskom and sitting water. Machaveng should especially be striving to use every opportunity to maximize revenue collection. Nijeli Kutwa remains the beacon of hope in the district, given its relatively favorable over audit outcomes over the past three financial years. An audit committee and an internal audit that has provided some level of assurance, as well as irregular expenditure that has reduced significantly from 14.2 million in 2017-18 to 583,000 in 2018-19. The district has also has a good risk management and proper records. This is leadership by example, and the local municipality will do well to emulate it. However, the issue that one was is of key interest to me. If the district is good, and then why is the district not also transferring its good financial management practices to the local municipality, as expected in terms of the law? Remember your role in terms of section 164 as the district, because it can't be the district doing well, whereas the locals are not doing well. With these few words, let me welcome all of you, and then I will allow the office of the AD to be the first one to do their presentation. The municipalities will then come later after to the AG, Salga, Biko, Provincial Treasury, and Provincial Court, in that order. AG?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Let me start by introducing myself and my team. My name is Lutando Mandazayo. I'm the acting business executive here in Free State. And also we have Simeo Mashiane, who is the senior manager for Machaveng, for Digital Putwa, and for Peredili. And then we have Johan Mare, who is the acting senior manager for Macedoniana. And then there are two colleagues, Sam Duane and Thomas Mamokwe, They are just struggling to connect. Chair, as soon as they connect, and then I will, they will just let me know, then I will also indicate such. Yeah. And then, Chair, let me also greet the honorable members of the committee, Chair, as well as acknowledge the presence of the Minister of Culture, Usazana Dlamini. Also, Chair, all protocol observed. Chair, with me as well, I've got Ungamo, who will be projecting the slide. Ungamo, can you project the slide so that I can take the committee through the slide? Okay. Chair, first Chair, we gave the committee individual slides for each municipality, but for the sake of time, I will just highlight key important issues as I'm going along. I won't go through everything in detail. I will start with the outcomes for, let's go to the next slide, Ngamo. The next one. Okay, I will start here, Chair. I think here, Chair, we've got the analysis of financial statements from 2016-17 up to 2018-19. What I want to mention is that Masiloniana, they last submitted their financial statements on 2016-17. So for this analysis, I won't talk much about Masiloniana, but when they last submitted, they received a disclaimer for his opinion, and that report, it had almost issues that are still prevalent in the district, and you don't know whether the municipality is improving or not. And then let me start with Machabeng. Machabeng, in 2018-19, they received a qualified audit opinion, and they had 7 qualification paragraphs. I will talk to them later. And then Nala, they received a disclaimed audit opinion for 2018-19, and they had 10 qualification paragraphs. And then Togoloho, they also received a disclaimed audit opinion for 2019. They had 14 qualification paragraphs. And Lijelopupa district received unqualified audit opinion, and Belediye received qualified with 2 qualification paragraphs. I think let's go to the next slide. Come on, let's go to the next slide. Yes, okay. Chair, here are the qualification paragraphs that we have. Okay, Masiloniana, I won't touch on them because they have last submitted in 2016-17. For Machabeng, you can see their qualification paragraphs. It's most first is your service charges that affect the income that they receive, as well as trade and payables. This affects them how they pay their service providers, including ELCOM. Property rates, it affects the money that they receive from the residents of Machabeng. Contracted services, as well as receivables, and then also they have employee related costs and payables. Let's go to the next one. Okay. Nala, you can see they had property, plant and equipment. They also had those qualification paragraphs that affects revenue. It means that will have a link in terms of the reliability of their buildings and so forth, and that will affect whether the people that stay at Nala pay the municipality or not, as well as the payables that where we have issues in terms of the evidence that we're given, and that affects how they pay their service providers. Let's go to the next one. I think, Chair, here, Chair, you can see it's also just a continuation of the issues that we're reporting. This is also for Nala. Let's go to the next one. Okay, Togoloho as well, you can see they have similar issues on PPE, on payables, on depreciation. They were also qualified on fruitless and useful expenditure, as well as irregular expenditure. Let's go to the next one. Okay, Togoloho, they were also qualified on bulk purchases because they could not give us appropriate evidence that what they have recorded as bulk purchases was correct, and that affects the amount of water and electricity that they have bought. Thank you, Kampo. Let's go to the next one. Philippines, they only had two qualification paragraphs on property, plant and equipment, as well as investment property. These both relate to the assets of the municipality. If they can work on these two, I think this municipality can go to unqualified. I think that's it. Thank you, Ramon. And the second area that I'm going to talk to Chair is performance information. Here, Chair, I think the finding that we're pervasive by in this district, first, it was the usefulness of the reported performance information, where we said achievements that were reported were not consistent with the planned and reported targets. As well as we experienced many areas of limitation where some of the achievements that were reported were not supported by supporting source documents. And then also we came across cases where the calculations of the achievements that the municipalities were indicating were not always clearly defined. And then the last previous matter was that the reported achievement did not agree with the supporting evidence that we have provided. And for those, some of the municipalities were able to make the adjustments that were required. I think I tried to summarize the findings that we'll pay in terms of performance information. Let's go to the next one, Gamon. And then the next area, Chair, that I'm going to talk to is the non-compliance. In terms of non-compliance, the most common findings were in terms of ASS that were submitted with material misstatements. Another area that was common was ASS that were submitted late. Another area was annual performance management system that was not adopted or was not adequate. And then in terms of our revenue management, it was in when we say there were no internal controls for revenue. And then on expenditure management, the most common areas were creditors that were not paid within 30 days, as well as payments that were made without approval of the MM or the CFO. And then reasonable steps were not taken to prevent unauthorized, irregular, or fruitless and wasteful expenditure. On asset management also, we're seeing the asset management system was not in place. And then on human resource, there were no performance management system, or where it was present, it was not adequately implemented. And then on consequence management, the most common findings were unauthorized, irregular, and fruitless expenditure was not investigated. And then in terms of procurement, all the municipalities had non-compliances relating to procurement. I won't mention them. I'll just indicate the numbers for each municipality. Machabeng, we identified 7 areas of non-compliance on procurement. At Nala, we identified 10 areas of compliance on procurement. At Tokoloho, we identified 14 areas of procurement of non-compliance on procurement, and Alijula Putwa, we identified 2 areas of non-compliance, and at Tulepile, we identified 9. And just a summary, these areas of procurement, Chair, they relate to when we could not get evidence that SM processes were procured, or when we do get evidence, we question the rationale behind the decision that we made in terms of when the municipalities were procuring. That also goes to some cases where there were no declarations or where there was no documents in place. I think that's just in a nutshell, Chair. But the details are covered in the detailed presentation. I think let's go to the next one. I think I covered, okay. Okay, this is just the detailed areas of non-compliance as I have summarized, Chair, so we can just quickly go go through with this right. Come on, we can go down because I touched on this one. Okay? Let's go down. Okay. Then now I want to talk about status of internal controls. What I want to highlight is that for Lejolo Putwa, this is the only municipality where we assess that they are good in terms of proper record keeping, as well as they are good in terms of risk management. The rest of the municipality, either they are concerning or intervention is required. Hence, we see the status that is like that in terms of one, the qualification paragraphs and non-compliance that we have identified, as well as the findings that we have identified on performance information. It's because the control environment is not strong enough to make sure that they detect and then they prevent these findings that we are identifying. Thank you, Gamo. Let's go to the next one. Okay. Here, these are the assurance providers. You can see here, not a single municipality, we can say they provide assurance in terms of their management, their first level or their second level. All of them, it's either they provide some or they don't provide assurance at all. And then what I want to highlight are two municipalities, Nala and Tokoloko. With Tokoloko, where all the assurance providers are not providing any assurance, and at Nala, except the accounting officer, the rest are not providing any assurance. I think that is the status of the assurance providers, Jen. Let's go to the next one. Okay, next slide. What we do, Chair, as we audit, we identify some areas where we can add value by identifying infrastructure assets that are not optimally used. So for Machabeng, we identified this fire station, which was constructed in August 2015 in Sandersberg. The cost was 14 million. This fire station is not operated because the municipality does not have the resources and staff to equip it. So we said, let's highlight this so that the committee is also aware of the of this. Yes. Let's go to the next one. Again, another area that we identified at Machabeng, Chair, it was on the environmental audit, where we identified first the management of their wasteland site and their waste dumping site, where we identified that most of them don't comply with the licensing conditions, as well as in terms of the sewer and water management. We identified that the sewer, that is the disposal of sewer, is not adequately managed because in Bedpan, in Bandeteras, and in Pomolong, the sewer is filling in the immediate environment, and also in Kotanong and in Allen Ridge. So this is what we said, let's highlight. And the most the common causes that we identified was that there is continual vandalism and theft, as well as the lack of resources, including personnel, funding, infrastructure and equipment, and even the upgrade and maintenance and repairs are not done adequately. That is on the environmental management. And the next one is on financial health. I think, Chair, all the municipalities that you are reporting to today, they are in debt financial health, except Lejolo Putwa district. The rest, in terms of our assessment of financial health, we say intervention is required. You can see they all are incurring a net loss. Their assets are exceeding their liability. They owe ESCOM a lot and so forth. So even their losses in terms of material losses for both water and electricity is high. So those are the reasons why we were saying in terms of financial health, intervention is required for all except Lejolo Putwa district. Okay, let's go to the next one. I think I summarize this one as well, you can see all of them is a similar cases that lead to us concluding that the financial health is an issue. In terms of unauthorized, irregular, and fruitful expenditure, I'll just highlight that it is unauthorized in total for this region. Unauthorized of 1.7 billion was incurred, of which Mashabeng accounted for 1.5 billion, followed by Jokolo of 166 million. And then, yeah, okay, let's go to the next one. In terms of fruitful and useful expenditure, in total for this district, it was 307 million, of which 281 was Mashabeng, and then followed by Nala at 17 million. Let's go to the next one. Irregular expenditure, same for this district, it was 418 million. The leader was Mashabeng at 307 million, followed by Nala at 29, and then Sokoloch, Philippines at 56, and Sokoloch at Nala, at 29. So for irregular, the leader is Mashabeng at 307, followed by Philippines at 56, and thereafter it's Nala at 29. I think the reason for this both for these areas of irregular, fruitless and unauthorized are normally covered in terms of our non-compliances, and mostly for your irregular, it will be our procurement and non-compliance, which have been also mentioned in the above slide. I think let's go to the next one. Okay, the root causes that we have checked. The first root cause that is common in this region is that the slow or no response by management and by political leadership to address the risk that you have identified, also to improve the control and environment, and that we have identified on all six municipalities in this region. The second one is inadequate consequences for poor performance and transgression. This is where officials are not held accountable. As a result, the behavior that we see is not being addressed. And then the last one is instability and vacancies. We listed instabilities of first vacancies at Mashabeng, as well as the vacancies at Nala. Those are four positions, as well as the internal audit unit that the Honorable Chair also indicated. And then at Mashabeng, we also highlight the critical vacancies in the finance unit, as well as the FCM unit. Chair, I think those are all the slides that we have. Yes, I'm going to hand over back to you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mudula Stulo Aoteng.
Egi sa poka netu weteng wanesh. Mara, let's proceed. Can we allow Zalda to present? Salka? Shirin, can you check where's the HOD of Kauta in the province? In the meantime,
I'm here, Chairperson. Thank you and good morning.
Okay.
I have difficulties with the connection. Problem.
After Salga, it's you.
Okay, Chairperson.
Thank you. I was wondering because it's unlike you. Salga? Councillor?
I'm muted, Councillor Mangoto.
thank you very much, Chairperson. Comrade Faith Mutandi, portfolio members of COPTA, the minister, all protocol observed. As SALGA, our main mandate is to provide support and advocacy, you know, to our municipalities in the province. And our SKS SALGA, that is becoming very handy in the first. On the, to make sure that they run their books correctly. We also make sure that we support municipalities when it comes to trainings of MPECs in particular, for them to be able to provide proper oversight. But I want to emphasize on financial management, because this is where the problem lies, you know. And we have all heard the report of the AG now in terms of the municipalities of Lihuli Putswa District. So as SALGA, our working groups are on the ground, making sure that we provide the necessary support and training to municipalities in terms of how to run finance. Because maladministration, when it comes to finances, is a very big issue in terms of the AG's report. But then at the political level, again, or at council level, MPECs have to be strong and be able to provide that necessary oversight to make sure that our municipalities do run their finances properly. Because once you are able to run your finances properly, then you'll be able to provide the necessary service delivery to the communities. So in a nutshell, that is what we've been doing in the province of SALGA. But then the PEO of SALGA, Ms. Difutwa, will then be able to give a proper background of our activity regarding the help that we provide to our municipalities in the province. And I want to take this time now to head over to our PEO, the provincial executive officer, Ms. Difutwa, to give with the presentation as a whole. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Councillor. The presentation is on the screen. Can I hand over to the PDO, please?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Greetings to you, Chairperson, the Minister and the members of the portfolio group and all the portfolio committee and all protocols of staff. Chairperson, to the leadership of SALGA as well. Chairperson, the presentation that is on the screen, I'm not going to deal much about the mandate of SALGA, which the committee has I'm hearing a lot and knows about. And what's important for us is to just remind the committee that this is what drives us. This is the concern that we have in terms of ensuring that the country works and that particularly the local sphere of government works in line with our mandate from the constitution. The district that we're looking at, Chairperson, the Jalo Putswa district, it's important maybe to preface the presentation with the following points, in addition to the deputy chairperson, that we're dealing with a district that is a rural district. It is a district that is largely characterized by two active sectors of the economy, mining and agriculture. And this is a district that has made national contribution in terms of these two areas. However, these are the two sectors that over the last decade have been showing significant decline in terms of their contribution of the province, as well as that of the country, and also has shed a lot of jobs. COVID-19 has not made it easy for us, particularly in terms of this area, because it is an area that has been heavily affected by that. There is a greater concentration in this region, Chairperson,
of people who are indigent, and mainly people who've been coming to from all other areas of the country and elsewhere to work in the mines and in the agricultural farms around the area. They are largely concentrated in one of our areas particularly. If you look at the slides, I'm there, Chairperson, while there are about 5 municipalities in the district, almost 2/3 of the district reside in one area, Machabeng. And that's why the presentation will be talking a little bit more on Machabeng as well, and because of the significant impact that they carry in terms of their role and significance in the district. And it is important perhaps to preface the issues that we want to talk to around governance. I'm just following up on the Auditor General's report now. And that if we look at the term as a whole on a longitudinal period, when we entered the term, there are certain elements that have been built in the system that we wanted to strengthen. And we have seen a beginning of consolidation, particularly around governance issues, with improved audit outcomes. Such that, for example, we had about 42% of our municipalities able to achieve unqualified, and while we still had remaining 21% of our municipalities, 42% if we take those that were in the areas of adverse and distress. These are the municipalities that we have focused on over the term, Chairperson, to try and work with them through a program that we jointly and cooperate with between ourselves, COPTA and Provincial Treasury, to try and improve the areas that the AG is concerned about in building capacity of the municipality to improve in these areas. However, as I've indicated, I think COVID has made a significant impact, and we noted, Chairperson, that part of what COVID has done was to slow down the pace of some of the gains that we had started with at the beginning of this term. And also, it has also created certain risks that we are continuing to monitor and manage through our DDM processes as well as our COVID-19 structures in the province. And Lijwale Putso particularly has been affected a lot as a host of the largest proportion of people who move across the provinces into the mining sector. And the numbers have started to show and follow that trend as soon as the amendments in the alert levels allowed more operations in the mining sector. Now, if we zoom to some of the challenges that are generic in the area but highly concentrated in Machabeng, these are some of the issues. The municipalities, all municipalities in this district, have been assigned a power and function for water and sanitation, category B in the Free State, meaning Lijwale Putso as a district does not have traded functions. They are having support functions, and all traded functions reside with category B. So areas such as, for example, service delivery in a sustainable manner are highly challenged at the moment, purely because of some of the things that I'm mentioning here, in addition to our own internal incapacity to plan properly. It's issues of high levels of debt that have escalated between our municipalities and ESCOM, particularly concentrating in Machabeng, Nala, and we've begun now to see difficulties emerging in the area of Zwelopile. Dukulukum municipality is a small municipality, but that municipality as well has of late been struggling to stay afloat and also to follow up with the balance between what it consumes from the bill of ESCOM and what it is able to collect from its communities in terms of payment levels, which have been significantly impacted by COVID and loss of jobs. Secondly, there are also challenges in terms of the capacity that continues to be undermined as well by external forces. One of those is the internal capacity. We've got aging infrastructure across all of these municipalities. If you walk around and you drive around the region, and particularly after the recent rains, you will note the impact that the recent rains have done on the infrastructure that is aging. And there's a lot of spillages all over the place. AG has spotted some of these that have been there for some time, and continuously it requires a lot of resources which our current funding framework do not provide us with mechanisms to be able to deal with it. For example, the amount or quantum of resources that we expect through DORA into these municipalities are insufficient to deal with the backlog that exists today. Infrastructure is aging. There are high levels of water and electricity losses, which are partly on network and also partly on system and regulation. And these are also part of our incapacity, and let me admit, to plan better and to have qualified skills in other municipalities to be able to deal with engineering interventions. I won't deal with AG concerns that have been dealt with, except to just indicate that as a result of the history of these challenges, there has been reflections in our recent last two cycles of terms of AG audit that indicates that there has been a shift in the manner in which we have been responding to protecting and improving assurances in our municipal institutions. And while we have worked hard to ensure that all of the municipalities in this region, and also in fact across all of the state, are now having audit committees and impacts. And we are continuously engaged in creating capacity building for those. There are varied levels of functionality, and there are varied levels of the ability to translate that into governance stabilization and improvement. And we've had the AG's issues around some examples that is mentioned, for example, in Nala, which we are working with at the moment to try and assist them to build capacity in those gaps within their committee. Machabing has had a similar share of its own issues, Chairperson. We need to be able, Chairperson, to understand some of the things that are drivers in this, other than the bulk debt, with bulk providers such as the Dibain in this region and ESCOM, which drives a lot of the concerns around fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Also incapacity because of the amount of time that we spend without significant, without critical resources in the areas of critical and municipal protection or assurance, such as MMs. We've been having acting MMs in a number of municipalities in the region, and also CFOs. We don't have a CFO that has spent 5 years in all municipalities in the region, and a complete 5 years yet. All of the people that we have are people that have joined the system and midway through the term, and we are in the process of rebuilding continuously, and that's one of the things that undermines us. We have, as a result of this picture, ended up with some challenges that unfortunately had to come in as a result of the things that were starting to be a concern. There's been interventions of different nature, 154 mixed up with in some area, 106. However, the 106 in particular in the area of Machabing is not concluded yet. We are still awaiting the finalization of that. As SALGA, having looked at this as part of the overall problem, we've then looked at support in terms of these three areas. And we've been providing this support, working in collaboration with our partners at COCTA and Treasury, as well as some of the private partners that we've drawn into the municipal audit support program. Oversight and assurance areas have dealt with issues of ensuring that we strengthen the capacity of MPEX. We continuously remind our members about their responsibilities and roles, and audit committees and public participation processes. Machabing, Masilonyana in particular in this region are two of the municipalities that have been selected and participating in a process that has emanated from a collaboration between SALGA and United Nations, where we were supporting municipalities to develop tools for strengthening public participation and local governance. And capacity building, we are, for example, in this week, we are in Machabing dealing with performance management systems and issues raised by audit. We still have difficulties, for example, with regards to sustaining internal systems to ensure that we've got assurances. One of the typical examples is the inability of the municipality in the last cycle to conclude and submit their annual financial statements on time. We are still battling with that, and we've targeted that as one of the areas that we are working on in our support to municipalities in terms of their audit response plan for this next cycle. For example, I think Machabing has not been concluded for this current cycle. We've also been playing a lot of mediation, Chairperson, as a result of the governance as well as regulatory difficulties that emanate from the relationship between these municipalities and their bulk service suppliers. These bulk service suppliers have a relationship with these municipalities that is partly and not informed by the provisions of Chapter 8 of the Systems Act, and also in some instances may even be contravening MSMA. We are working with them to try and ensure that those are corrected, and it is a process that unfortunately in some instances, in the case of Machabeng, has become litigious, and particularly between ESCOM and Machabeng, as well as we've tried to bring the parties back to dialogue. We hope that the dialogue that we have initiated and facilitated and with the support of our MEC in the province will yield some results in terms of stabilizing that relationship. It is one of the relationships that is undermining the ability of the municipality there, as well as NALA, and increasingly Tswelopele. Knowledge sharing and profiling of municipalities. We've identified some of the areas where municipalities, in addition to some of the support where we would bring people that are technically equipped to assist municipalities with capacity building process, where these platforms are platforms where we would bring municipalities together to learn from each other, to learn from peers, and to be able to share knowledge amongst each other, and targeting the areas that we've been struggling with, particularly areas that would make impact in the turnaround of the municipality, tariffs, to ensure that we've got cost-reflective tariffs. We are busy now with consultations and finalization of consultations on the bulk tariff for water, and we've just also gone through a process of evaluating what ESCOM has submitted to NERSA in terms of their annual tariff as well as the rate clearance account. And we are busy in those consultations together with the municipalities while we are continuing on the debt side to work with municipalities to improve debt and recovery as well as revenue collection. It is an area that is very stubborn, Chairperson, and it is an area that we are concerned about and would need national to intervene in this area to support us to be able to get some breathing space. I will not read the following slides. They are summarizing what I have indicated in terms of the support areas, Chairperson, but they are just outlining some of the areas that I've mentioned throughout the process. Thank you, Chairperson. That would be the end of Salga's presentation. It has been shared.